All right, we're a little more than 30 minutes away from the closing bell. We invite into the stream Michael Isikoff, Yahoo News chief investigative correspondent, to help us break down what we heard from the 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump, in our exclusive interview. Michael, thank you for joining us. I'm going to start with the end of the interview, because we've had revelations from the Washington Post reporters and different books that Steve Bannon on January 5th, before the January 6th insurrection, is quoted as saying, all hell will break loose tomorrow. And we also know that Steve Bannon said he talks to President Trump toward the end of his administration. And at first in the interview, President Trump said, no, they don't talk. But then he said, yes, they do. Why is that relevant?
Well, first of all, it's just a reminder that, the former president says whatever it seems convenient for him at the time, with little regard to what's actually true. And, you know, you did a pretty good job of pushing him at points, but, you know, to listen to an interview where he repeats the same errant nonsense about a rigged election and, you know, lost votes and all that nonsense, how much credibility should we give anything that the former president says on anything at this point? And I think, you know, the interview reminds us the answer is not much. That said, there were a few elements that, you know, leapt out to me. He seemed to endorse Mitch McConnell's refusal to go along with the debt limit increase, and that's a pretty big deal, because if you get the Trump base behind that, which the president, former president, is doing here, it emboldens McConnell. It's going to make life, you know, we're getting down to the wire on what could be an economic calamity for the country. I also was struck by when you asked him, what would he say? He wanted to take all the credit for getting the vaccine. And, you know, he deserves some for that. But when you pointed out to him that it's his people who are not taking the vaccine, who booed when he suggested they should, and you asked him, what would you say to these people at this point? He just refused to answer because he doesn't want to say anything that is going to not go down well with that fervent base.
Yeah, Michael, that stood out to me as well. But I just want to ask you about what you were just saying when it comes to the debt limit, the fact that it seemed like former President Trump did endorse what Senator McConnell is doing. Does that have the potential, do you think, to backfire against the GOP if they don't do something?
Sure. If the McConnell stand, which now has the support of all the Republicans in the Senate, let's remember that, if that gets seen as a Trump move, I think it makes it much easier for Biden and the Democrats. And we saw Biden's remarks today talking about how it would be disgraceful if the Republicans stick to the stand. If this gets seen as a Trump-driven move, it's going to make it easier for Biden and the Democrats to tar McConnell with that Trump halo over them, with the Trump taint. And I think it will make it harder to for McConnell to stick to his guns on this.
But Michael, the Republicans don't distance themselves from President Trump, whether it's at the state level, if you watch what happens in Texas, or in Congress. Why would they change that? They seem to do whatever he bids.
Well, that's not entirely true. I mean, look, 19 Republicans voted for the bipartisan infrastructure bill against Trump's wishes. He said he didn't think any Republicans should vote for him. And you had a big chunk of the Senate who didn't go along with him. And let's remember, while the president continues his nonsense about the rigged election, McConnell didn't go along with that. Most of the Republicans in the Senate didn't go along with that. Even Republicans in the state legislatures, as pro-Trump as they were, refused his entreaties to discard the results of the election and appoint alternative electors. So I don't accept that the Republican Party is controlled by Donald Trump right now. Certainly the House Republican Caucus is you know, is closer to that. But when you look at Republican governors around the country, when you look at Republican senators, and even some of these Republican legislators, I don't see them all marching in lockstep to Donald Trump.
What did you think about his message to Ron DeSantis and other potential presidential candidates?
Yeah, well, you know, he's laying down a marker saying, stay out till I make my decision. We'll see how DeSantis and Ted Cruz and Tom Cotton and, you know, Mario and Marco Rubio and all the others who are thinking about a run for the president process it. But it looks like Trump is taking his time about making a decision. And I think, you know, obviously a lot's going to depend on how things fall out post in the 2022 midterms.
And Michael, I know a lot's still up in the air right now, but if he were to run in 2024, do you think he would get enough support?
Not to be elected, but could he conceivably still get the Republican nomination? You know, right now, it looks like he probably would win, especially if there's fractured primaries. But if you had a credible candidate who could speak to the Trump base, but could also bring in those moderate suburban voters who abandoned the Republican ticket in 2020, I don't think it's a sure thing. A lot can change between now and 2 years from now, when we'll all be obsessing about who's running for president. And obviously how Biden does is going to factor into that as well.